Since America's founding, there was a goal of what might be called cultural Christianity. In fact, for most of its existence, America has attempted to function as politically and legally secular, but culturally Christian. It was believed that such a republic required a moral populace to work, and that we had one. Even though there were no laws preferencing the faith directly, it was expected that the people would celebrate Christian holidays, greet each other in accord therewith, and live in acknowledgement of Christian moral values. When the Biden administration designated Easter Sunday 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility, they departed from that cultural tradition. On a day in which people could reasonably expect an Easter acknowledgement, at least equal to how the same administration acknowledges Kwanzaa, Ramadan, and Hanukkah, the Transgender Proclamation was a statement. It was a rejection of the cultural undergird of the country. A rejection of the faith that built the West. To be clear, the administration did mention Easter, but only with secular imagery and with no mention of anything remotely Christian, followed quickly by the transgender announcement. This incident serves as another reminder that Washington elitists regard regular American families as lesser, and in some way primitive. More interestingly, it also represents the replacement of one religion with another. The redesignation of the biggest Christian holiday for another purpose entirely is analogous to when churches in conquered territories are made into mosques. It sends a message of dominion, taunts Christians, and desecrates what is holy. Transgenderism and its nihilistic, self-effacing worldview are absolute opponents to the faith. Where one hails a person as having a value in being created in the image and likeness of God, the other describes self-mutilation as courageous and brave. Transgender ideology requires the destruction of oneself in order to matter or receive accolades. Transgender promotion from the highest levels seeks to elevate and legitimize it as a piece of American culture, so that we might have degeneracy woven into the American fabric. Already are children being raised believing that this is normal. Even those who don't hear it from their schools are exposed via presidential announcements. Just as there was once a time when one would have found the faith in every institution of Christendom, there is now an attempt to do that with the new religion. People are exposed to this pseudo-religion when they try to access entertainment, shopping, education, fellowship. There can be no way to be free from it, and to have their minds unadulterated. Like putrid runoff, this ideology of death and decadence infects, corrupts, and sullies, blinding the vision of those who become accustomed to the new normal. To that which they should have never been exposed to. It would seem remiss to neglect how this president claims to be Catholic, even while routinely advocating in direct opposition to the Catholic Church's teachings on abortion, pornography, sex and contraception, and transgenderism. A flurry of his campaign advertisements are focused primarily on his desire to encourage and facilitate abortion. We are in desperate need of clergy with the courage to publicly rebuke his public scandal as the un-Catholic evil that it is. Is it too much to hope for that the Cardinal Archbishop of Washington, D.C. might do more than merely tut-tut about it all on a television interview and instead apply the medicinal remedy of canonical sanctions upon Joe Biden, who imperils many, including himself, with this egregious scandal? As we move toward heightened persecution and the replacement of our faith in the public square, it will become more critical to speak the truth with ardor, so that those who have been raised in the darkness might come to see the light. The generations who are constantly exposed to these messages will need to learn of a normal that they have never lived through. Where missionaries once traveled to foreign lands to take the truth of Christ, they will soon do so at home.